Identifying.
Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studio. I'm your host, Jim Beaver, just like I have been here for almost 2 years, locked and loaded with another dose of your favorite motorsports, action sports, celebrities, Hollywood, badasses, pop culture, and everything in between podcast. Thank you guys for joining me. I got to tell you, this one we're going to keep short and sweet this week. That is right. I am racing this weekend in the Best in Desert Parker 425. So I got some racing to do, literally. Today is qualifying day. We got everything bam, bam, wham. So I'm keeping this short and sweet, man. I'm in the studio. I'm lucky it's in my hometown, so I can actually bounce in the studio, bounce in the race car back and forth. So we'll have a lot to talk about next week. We'll get back to normal. We're going to get back to those long-form interviews, but I got to tell you, it has been one hell of a January for me. It has been gas on, game on from the start, and man, you guys, thank you for continuing to tune in here, as well as my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. We do have an amazingly epic guest for you guys today, Brett Turcotte, taking home double X Games gold medals this past weekend in Aspen, Colorado. An amazing interview with a solid action sports athlete, double dipping, running snow bikes and snowmobiles, four different events. Actually ended up being three different events. He was slated to do four, ended up only doing three, but took golds in two of them. Man, it doesn't get any better than that. So before we get to that, though, full rundown of X Games medalists. If you haven't been checking them out online, you've been living under a rock. You had Maddie Bowman taking the women's ski superpipe final. Brett Turcotte, our guest today, speed and style, and he had one hell of a run against Levi LaValle for that gold medal. We had the men's ski superpipe final. It was David Weiss, Jamie Anderson. She took home the women's snowboard slope style final. Brett Turcotte once again, snowmobile freestyle gold medalist. Levi LaValle taking second. We had men's snowboard big air. It was Max Parrott. Maggie Voisin taking home your women's ski slope style. Snowboard big air for the ladies, it was Anna Gasser. Marcus Cleveland taking home the men's snowboard slope style. Snow bike cross, the one we've been paying big attention to, it was Cody Matchuk taking home that victory there. Henrique Harlett taking home the men's ski big air. And women's snowboard super pipe, it was Chloe Kim. We're going to see her in the Olympics here in a few weeks. We haven't even talked Olympics yet on the show, but we're going to get to that probably starting next week. Women's ski big air with Sarah Hoffman. Henrique Harlett, another gold medal in men's ski slope style. We had men's snowboard superpipe. It was Ayomo Hirano, Rob Adelberg taking up snow bike best trick in that debut medaling event. And then Harley Davidson snow hill climb, Travis Whitlock taking the gold. So those were your gold medalists there at Aspen X Games. Obviously, man, you action sports, winter action sports fans, we're rolling things right over into the Winter Olympics coming at you from Seoul, South Korea here in February. So lots more action sports on tap for this winter. But before we get to that amazing interview with double gold medalist Brett Turcotte, I want to ask you guys, please, if you haven't already, go to iTunes. If you're listening to this on my website, downanddirtyshow.com, or on the Podcast One Network, please still go to iTunes, subscribe to Project Action, and make sure and leave a rating or a review. If you do that, leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username, and I will follow you guys back. It's easy as that to get a follow from me. And if you haven't already, please go downanddirtyshow.com, subscribe to that as well, my other national radio show that's also available as a podcast. And as always, you can follow me at JimBeaver15, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I've got a new Facebook group, facebook.com/group/JimBeaver15. You can get a hold of me there, downanddirtyshow.com. I take DMs from everybody. I may not respond if it's an idiotic DM, but if it's legit, I will respond. Also take, I use a contact form on my website. Check that daily. So it may take me a day or two to get back to you guys, but I promise I will. And I like hearing back from you guys. Love having your guest suggestions and everything in between. But as we're doing a wham bam episode this week, I got to tell you guys about a few of our amazing partners. And First one is our good friends at True Car. You know, they have some useful car tips you might not be aware of. Coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior, removing excess weight from your car. It'll improve your gas mileage. You can place your key fob to your chin and increase its range. Weird, right? Well, here's another tip you might not know about. True Car also helps people get used cars. That's right. True Car isn't just for buying new cars. Their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of 1 million used vehicles, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. With True Car, users can see what others paid, so they'll know if they're getting a good deal before they buy. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. When you're ready to buy new or used, check out True Car. Enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. And you know, I got 30 seconds here, so this is a 30 second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Go to geico.com today. And sorry for all the numbers, and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. But you know what? I'm out of time, but you aren't. You know, we got to talk about your bucket list for a minute. That's right, your bucket list, you listening to this. You know what should be on it? It's a trip to one of the greatest spectacles in all of motorsports, the Indy 500. Not just any trip, but the ultimate Indy 500 fan experience. And that's exactly what AMSOIL, maker of some of the best synthetic motor oils on the planet, is giving away this spring. One grand prize winner will win the trip of a lifetime to the Indy 500 to watch some of the fastest cars, best drivers battle to have their names etched alongside the greats like Foyt, Andretti, Unser, and Castroneves. But that's not all. Listen to what else awaits the grand prize winner. Pit access, dinner with an Indy 500 legend, VIP track access, suite access to watch the race, $1,000 in cold hard cash, round trip airfare for two to and from Indianapolis, Indiana, hotel accommodations for two for up to 5 nights at a hotel near Indianapolis Motor Speedway, grand transportation to and from the airport, hotel, and speedway, and a chance to meet the drivers. Just like they do when they're making high-performance synthetic motor oils, AMSOIL went the extra mile with his sweepstakes. If that's not enough, 10 first-place winners will receive one free digital download code for Monster Energy Supercross, the official video game. Seriously, man, they have it nailed. So to enter this, all you have to do is go to AMSOIL Ultimate 500 Fan Experience. You text INDY, I-N-D-Y, to 41487. That's INDY, I-N-D-Y, to 41487, or visit AMSOIL.com/INDY. Once again, that was AMSOIL.com/INDY. And we are going to get to this amazing interview with Brett Turcotte. But first, I got to say, I don't know, I'm a big wrestling fan. We've had Lillian Garcia on. We've talked it a bit. But did you see, man, my worlds are colliding here. We had Ronda Rousey making her WWE debut at the Royal Rumble, pointed at the WrestleMania sign, and said it is on at WrestleMania. So Ronda Rousey, we've talked about her for 2 years on the show. She's going wrestling. I would love to know what you guys hear, what you guys listening to this think about that. Hit me up at TimBeaver15. Let me know what you think about Rowdy Ronda Rousey going professional wrestling. All right, after this from Podcast One, we got Brett Turcotte on the line.
Hi, I'm Danny LaRue, host of Real GM Radio, where every week I go in-depth on NBA basketball through conversations with some of the brightest basketball minds out there, including Kevin Pelton, Nate Duncan, Chris Herring, Tim Bontemps, and team experts from all around the league. We try to separate the truth from the noise for players, teams, and NBA draft prospects alike with a focus on the basketball itself. If you want to know what is coming next in the NBA and why, there is no better place to turn than the weekly episodes of Real GM Radio. You can find us exclusively at PodcastOneSports.com, the new Podcast One app, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts.
Jim Beaver, Amy Hood, joined on the line by, I guess, double X Games gold medalist Brett Turcotte. How's everything going, Brett?
Yo, what's going on? Oh, not too bad.
Hey, Champ is here.
Yeah, just had to change out a flat tire. I had Nick get out underneath the trailer and do it for me, though, so that's not bad.
Yeah, see, I guess that's a good excuse, right? Oh, I got to do radio. You change the flat tire.
Yeah, everyone's joking, like, dude, carrying those two medals home must have wore the tires out.
Oh man. So how does that, I got to ask you though, how does that feel? I know we talked to Paul Thacker, who's, you know, Paul's a good friend of Amy and I, and you know, he'd worked years for the gold, right? Or just for a medal. You know, and I know you've got medals, but what is it like to finally take home that gold? I mean, it's got to taste just a little bit better than any of those other, you know, any of the other colors, right?
Yeah, honestly, the first one was like over the top because just the suspense and everything, and having the history with Levi and having such a good battle on the track was, you know, that one was crazy. That one definitely tops like even my first medal. I think just the effort of surprise that ESPN puts on everyone kind of makes it a little bit more exciting. So that was, yeah. I mean, that was my goal, to go there and do well in Sweden style. And I knew coming into freestyle that I had some tricks up my sleeve that were going to do well. I just didn't expect that I would score so high on my first run.
Yeah. Well,
so, and talk about that. They call it the California roll. I like that name, even though, you know, you got to, the Canadian roll or something, man. I mean, you got to represent that Canada life. But I mean, where did that come from? Is that was something, yeah, that really, like, obviously set the bar?
Yeah, the Cali roll. I think originally Taka Higashino was the first one to do it on a freestyle motocross bike. So him being from Japan, got to kind of name it. I was setting out to do something that was different, hadn't been done on a sled before, and with Colt Moore being out, it kind of opened up the doors for someone else to go in there and stand on the top spot. So I just put the hard work in and spent a lot of time with DeMello at Camp H, and we just came away victorious. So couldn't be more excited about that.
Yeah. Well, I got to ask you about the speed and style one, because that's an interesting one, because I got to tell you, and Levi, it was game on. I mean, he pulled almost, you know, the takeout move on you. It wasn't taking you out, but I mean, you guys were banging on each other pretty hard. But then all of a sudden, Levi gets the lead, and the way that thing works, I mean, it was one of those where in your mind you go, all right, we just got to be close. I don't need to chase him down, but I just got to nail my tricks. I mean, because there's strategy that comes into play there, right? Because you can still win even if technically you're a little bit slower than him. I mean, what kind of strategy was going through your mind when that's all playing out?
Yeah, I put in a ton of homework. Like, a lot of things that people don't realize is, like, you could go back and watch years and years of X Games speed and style on the internet. So I kind of had a good mindset going in. I knew who I was qualifying up against. And then when it came down to the finals, I just knew, like, you know, if I don't get a good start, just make sure that I get my tricks good, because I knew that I could stay on his bumper just enough to keep the difference real close. And honestly, you know, after our little bump and grind match in the corner, my sled was just so filled full of snow that it was just everything I could do to get over the first couple of jumps after he'd got by. And I just kind of, yeah, put my head down and just tried to keep my hands dry so I wasn't falling off upside down. And yeah, it seemed like it worked out. I think that the difference was like 0.3 of a point or something when it came down
close,
to the
yeah.
final
event.
Yeah. It was, yeah, it's good racing. I mean, Levi and I have a good history of racing together, and that wasn't a very uncommon move for neither him or I to do to each other. So it was fun. It kind of brought back some memories of, you know, racing on the Blair Morgan team and chasing the championships on the Snowcross Series.
Yeah, well, that's got to feel fun, though. I mean, for you, racing against a guy like Levi, you know him. You guys know you're going to race each other hard, but it's not going to be, you know, any kind of blade. It's going to be clean. It's going to be rough, but it's not like you guys are going to, you know, go below the belt or anything like that. So going into it, you know, it's like, all right, you know, we're going to have a fair shake here.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, he's smart. He's a good racer. He called my bluff right away into that corner. He knew that you know, that I would come in hot, and he just hit the brakes a long ways before I did and kind of just checked up and skirted around. Obviously, the same move I kind of would have expected if he tried to come underneath of me. So, yeah, it's cool to race against a guy that has experience like that, because you can race rough and not worry about getting T-boned and hurt. So, yeah, I think it was a good show. I think that you'll definitely see speed and style back, and hopefully I can come back and defend both golds. So it seems kind of like a major feat right now, but I mean, I got another 30 hours of driving to go ahead of me, so I got lots of thinking to do about what I'm going to do next year.
Yeah, well, and, you know, it wasn't just those two events. I mean, you were in four total events. I don't know if anybody in X Games was in that many, but I mean, shoot, we got to talk about snow bikes. I mean, you know, you were in snow bike racing. You were in Best Trick. How is the whole snow bikes with you? I mean, a lot of guys, it seems like now Cody Cam's like the one that's kind of crossing over and doing both. But it seems like there's a lot of guys that are, you know, they're either going the snow bike route or the snowmobile route. But you're the one guy that's like, nah, I'm just going to do it all, right? I mean, how has that been, the transition back and forth?
It was good. I mean, it was definitely tough. I kind of ducked out of the racing right at the very end. They had me as an alternate spot, and, you know, I kind of just kind of bowed out of it at the last minute. But I was just more focused on the Best Trick thing, and it is different, man. It was a lot of work, and it was a lot of stress on me and my mechanics and everyone around, just because it's so new and it's such a, I mean, crazy thing to undertake. Is like, hey, we're gonna go flip a snow bike today, and I didn't have the best practice history with backflipping it, so it was, I mean, it was nerve-wracking. I didn't flip until about an hour before contest time, so it was stressful. And honestly, the hardest part of that whole thing was getting the bike to track straight into the ramp, just because during the day the turf would be thawed out and you could actually kind of steer the ski, but during the night it froze up hard and it got real slippery. It's like trying to ride rollerblades on ice. So it was, it was a challenge. But I think that, you know, I think we put on a good show for ESPN and for the fans that got to watch it. And I think it's sparking interest, like you say, across the snowmobile guys, and there's moto guys getting interested. So, you know, it's just another sport that they're trying to make happen. And for me, it fits naturally because I ride the snow bike in the backcountry quite a bit. I mean, probably 50-50 between the sleds. So it's fun for me. And, you know, like I say, I'm already looking forward to next year, things that I could change and things that we could do with the ramps and just try and help evolve the sport.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like, you know, snow bike, at least Best Trick or freestyle, as we want to call it, I feel like it's seriously like FMX 20 years ago. Like, I'm watching it and I'm like, you know, like, I completely respect everything you guys are doing, and it's like, you know, you guys are trying to push the limits, and you guys are progressing so much faster than FMX did, but I'm like, this is still a new sport. Like, nobody's got it figured out. Guys are coming up with custom kits for the bikes now, and you know what I mean? It's like, I don't think anybody really quite knows how far and fast this thing's going to go. It's still like, I think, you know, outside fans tune in, and they're like, oh, well, how come that guy isn't doing a double flip, you know, or something like that, but I'm looking at it going, man, you guys, what you've done in, like, 12 months with these things is absolutely insane.
Yeah,
like, I wouldn't even say 12 months. We'd be lucky if we had 12 weeks. I mean,
yeah.
Jacko showed up with a kit that looked like something out of the Death Race. I mean, it was, ironically, it was 69 inches long, and it did the trick for him. He utilized the dirt bike rear shock, which is definitely smart on his point, and I mean, it flipped like a dirt bike for him, so it was natural, whereas I started with a 120-inch kit, cut it down to 90 inches, and stole the track off of some guy's DR200. And, I mean, we put it all together, and it worked. My kit wasn't excellent, but it did its job, and I think that, yeah, like I say, it is so new, and the progression rate is so vertical. Like, we went from, I mean, I was the first guy to flip one ever 2 years ago to now there's how many guys flipping them, and it's a contest at the X Games, so... I think that it definitely has a future, and it's got a spot for numerous styles of athletes to, I mean, you can get real creative with the kits, and if you want to use a long one, a short one, what ramp, like, these are still all things that we're learning as we go, so it's cool to be a part of that sort of elite group.
Yeah, and I
mean, you guys are definitely the front runners of the progression of snow bikes. Like, I'm really excited to see where it's going to be next year, because again, like you said, in that short amount of time, it's crazy what you guys are doing, and people are jumping on these things right away with only a couple, you know, a couple weeks of practice, and you know, and throwing it down. Like, I can't imagine, you know, given some time now, and kind of now you guys set that bar and set that pace, and how quickly it's going to progress.
Yeah, even talking with guys like Filippotto and that, like, super bummed that he didn't make the final, but he's already like, well, maybe next year I'll get more than 2 days of practice on it and come back and actually show my ability.
Yeah.
But the joke of the weekend was like, dude, you got the biggest whip in snow bike. But it was, it's cool to see, you know, there's a racing side of it, there's a freestyle side of it, there's an actual free ride side of it. So
yeah, it is definitely kind of following the lines of motocross, and it's cool to see, you know, snowmobile guys switch over and vice versa. So it's, I mean, it's pretty funny actually watching all the moto guys. They're standing around with their sunflower heaters trying to stay warm, and I mean, full moto gear and just a pit coat and perfectly content. So it's, yeah, it makes for good fun for everyone. And I think that, once there's a general series established and not just four or five small ones, then it'll give someone the chance to, you know, have a championship to their name and be able to carry momentum just the way that the motocross rankings happen.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that being said, X Games, I mean, that's the big one for a guy like you. Now that's out of the way. I mean, what's the rest of the winter look like? I mean, just training and doing some free ride stuff and filming, I'm assuming. I mean, what's next for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that I can get home and kind of put my feet up for a day or two, but it doesn't really look like that's going to happen. So, actually, stepping away from X Games and being a double medalist has made my winter and probably my summer twice as busy as I'd expected it to be. So, I'm going to try and get some video parts put together and just enjoy some family and friends time. I've put a lot of time into just being the best person on the snowmobile as I could, so kind of give it back to my family now and hang out and do some stuff with the kids and enjoy the snow while we have it, and then come springtime, get back on the bikes, and I'm already planning on going down to the Vegas Supercross and kind of just relaxing and having a little bit of vacation with my wife, so
yeah,
looking forward to that.
Well, I really do think that you should also vacation at the Vegas Monster Jam. It is World Finals, and it's like a week after, and I hear it's a big deal. I love it.
Says the zombie monster jam driver.
There,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
I got to ask. I know Amy swiped your car from you at the Terracross Elk River round, but we're going to see you back doing some Terracross. I know you and I had some fun out there at Hay Days, and man, you walked away with a win there. But we're going to see you back, maybe you know, sliding some razors around in Joe Duncan series.
I hope so, man. That was a blast. That was a ton of fun. And the four-wheel thing is really starting to spark some interest on my side, especially with Textron hoping to come out with a new race buggy. So there's already been some discussions about where I want to take that direction, and hopefully it ends up going the way that I expect it to. And I'd like to do some desert racing here pretty soon as well. So I'd like to open up some doors. I just turned 30 yesterday, so I guess with age comes a cage.
Yeah, that's what we're all saying, right? Oh, man.
Story of my life. Yep.
All right. Well, I appreciate the time, Brett, man. We'll let you get back on the road. Hopefully the tire is back on the rig by now. But much appreciated, my friend, and congrats on the two golds.
All right, man. Thank you. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Take it easy. Awesome catching up with Brett Turcotte. I got to thank you guys for catching up with me on Project Action on Podcast One from the Polaris Razor Studio this week. I know it was brief, but I got to tell you guys, it is worth it for me because I'm going racing in the Best in the Desert Parker 425. So we'll be back next week with a ton more to talk about here on Project Action on Podcast One. Definitely give me your guest suggestions, man. We got a year worth of shows to book. Love to hear from you guys. Hit me up at JimBeaver15, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and definitely join my Facebook group. You can listen to me and Amy Hood every week on the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Tuesdays. Subscribe to Project Action and the Down and Dirty Radio Show on iTunes. Rate, review, and subscribe. And when you leave that rating or review, leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username, and I will follow you back. Big shout-out to my friends at Geico and TrueCar. And don't forget, if you want to enter that AMSA Ultimate Indy 500 fan experience, you text Indy, I-N-D-Y, to 41487 or visit AMSA.com/Indy. All right, guys, I am going racing, but I will be back next week with more Project Action on Podcast One. Be safe. As always, game on.